All the scriptures are expression of compassion of Krishna. Even the paths like karma and jnana are indirect hints of Krishna's mercy. Long before, how Prachana Parishad was engaged in karmakanda, but eventually he was inspired by Narada Muni to take up the devotional service, which goes to show even those who approach the Vedic literatures with a fruity mentality, because they have approached the right shelter, they are gradually purified by the association of devotees to come to the point of taking shelter of Krishna fully. Thus the Lord destroys their desire for material enjoyment and attracts them to His own lotus feet. Similarly, those who are distracted by the philosophical speculation, but by adhering to the scriptures, gradually they come into the fold of devotees and they attract the compassion of devotees, and eventually they become Krishna's devotees also. A practical example is Sarvam Bhattacharya, who was actually a great speculator and jnani, but when he came into the fold of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became a pure devotee. So this path of karma and jnana, teaching bhukti and mukti, is also a part of the Vedic literature, and it has the capability to attract one to devotional service eventually. But in this particular age of Kali Yuga, the Vaishnava Acharyas have declared that these paths are very narrow and very hazardous. Why? Because many pseudo-religionous gurus have come who don't present even the karma and jnana properly, as given in the scriptures. So instead of leading the living entities to the shelter of the Lord, the modern-day pseudo-religionists lead them away from the Lord. So because people are not properly learned in the scriptures and they don't adhere to the regulated path given, and these paths are considered very narrow and hazardous. Tatashchanudinam dharma satyam shaucham dayakshama kale nabalina rajan nangshatyayuhu balam smriti. Srimad Bhagavatam says, Tatashchanudinam, day after day, as the Kali Yuga proceeds, there is degradation of all the vital dharmic religious qualities like satyam, shaucham. In this way, all these qualities, there are 8 qualities mentioned there. Kalena balina. Balina means by the effect of the kala. Nangshati means everything deteriorates in this age of Kali. The living entities born in the age of Kali Yuga have very fragile, unhealthy, sickly bodies. And their minds are also extremely weak and easily subjected to the treacherous maya, who very easily carries them away and tortures them, punishes them. Prayena alpayusha sabhya kalavasmin yuge janaha manda sumanda matayo mandabhagya hyupadritaha. They are always disturbed and they are very unlucky and they are misguided by varieties of pseudo-religionists. And the residents of Kali Yuga, they are very dull for spiritual life, and they have very little memories, and because of which they become easily forgetful about the principles of dharma. At the least expected moment, they become victims to the allurements offered by maya. So the Bhagavatam enumerates this long list of the weaknesses in our body and mind in the age of Kali Yuga, the purpose of which is not to create hopelessness in our heart, but to help us understand the seriousness in accepting the shelter of Krishna. Actually, by understanding our disqualifications, we can develop a greed for very firmly holding on to the lotus feet of Krishna. And that is why in the age of Kali Yuga, the stress is given fully on the chanting of the holy name. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalau Nastya Eva, Nastya Eva, Nastya Eva Gati Ranyata, Nastya Eva Gati Ranyata. So, one has to take shelter of the process of devotional service epitomized by chanting of the holy name. And very seriously, if one admits, yes, this type of situation in Kali Yuga explained in the scriptures is true, we can see with our eyes in the world in which we are living in, we can see in our own bodies what type of grass and subtle bodies we have. This should give us inspiration to Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, taking shelter of the holy names of Krishna. If we want to cross over this ocean of dangerous waters with huge tides of Kali Yuga and reach the shores of the spiritual sky. So, although the path of karma and jnana are also part of the scriptures, which are indirect hint of Lord's mercy, in Kali Yuga, because everything is messed up, one should give up all other paths and firmly take shelter of the chanting of the holy name as the only supreme process which can offer us a safe, direct and sure way of success in attaining Krishna's lotus feet. Harinam Prabhu ki.